Blog Talk Radio.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive!
Greetings, cheers.
Hola.
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hey, los cachos.
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha na 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 na. Sha na 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 na.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Horror. Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a man who is always live, local, and late-breaking, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola. Welcome to another exciting edition of I'm With Stupid. And thanks for joining us, people all over the world.
Yes.
How's it going, Matt?
It's going okay. Corky sauntering back to the bedrooms.
Uh-huh.
On schedule. Our live studio audience is nowhere to be found. However...
Oh.
What? Go ahead.
Our studio audience bailed out on us?
Bailed out on us. Took her sleep mask and went to the green room. However, Jay, it was 65 today. It may have hit 67.
Goodness.
I know. January 12th, 2013 in Bagwine, Ohio, it was 67. I wore shorts to the beer mine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 60 degrees here, too, at 7 o'clock this morning.
Yes, and then what happened?
So 7 o'clock at night, it was 30 degrees.
And, of course, that's what we're expecting here tomorrow.
And that's the worst.
Yeah.
Because once you get cold, you're done. You can't get warm because the temperature keeps going down.
It does.
Unless you may be fine.
It's supposed to be raining tomorrow at the same time.
Yeah.
I would rather have it snow than a cold rain.
Yeah. That's what we had today.
Yes.
Cold rain, thunder, tornado warnings in central Arkansas.
Small craft
crazy.
Advisory on Buffalo Lake?
we did not have any wind advisories. We did have, some flood warnings. Apparently they have... flooding in downtown Hot Springs.
Oh,
could only improve the place. Finally had a bowl of sirloin burger soup to warm me up.
That's always nice.
It did. Left me a little gassy, but it did warm me up. So.
Well, that'll keep you warm, too.
Absolutely. Get up under those covers. And
of course. Hey,
one rip every once in a while.
Yeah, I was just thinking you called it a flood warning in Hot Springs. An alternate term would be urban renewal, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. they're expecting tens of dollars worth of damage.
Excellent. What?
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Oh, no. I was just saying tonight we're doing a local news show, for both of our communities, and there you go. There's our local weather report.
That's right, a little local late-breaking news, or local-ish.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but I was going to tell you, I had a very dark moment this week, Matt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Otherwise, good week, but, I made the mistake of going to the mailbox on Friday, or Thursday, I guess, and in it was a driver's license renewal notice.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. There goes a whole afternoon out of my life.
Yes.
And the vision test. Always a fun time. So let's see how much older we are now.
We knew this was coming. You've spoken about this. Not being able to read the crawler around at the bottom of your TV.
Yeah, the last time I got the driver's license, she was like, okay, you'll need to read line 4. And I was like, can't I read line 3? It's easier. And then finally I got to the very end of it, and I couldn't tell if it was an S or a 5.
Oh.
And she told me I had to declare one, so I said 5, and she says, good job.
So you made it.
I just made it last time.
Well, it sounds like perhaps next time you have to take your test, you're going to have to pay someone to take it for you.
Might be a good idea. Got any shout-outs?
Actually, no. I really don't, other than to the guest that's in the chat room and, of course, our Uber fan, the lovely Canadian, Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing? Oh, yeah.
I've never aired this publicly, but sometimes I wonder what she's wearing when she listens to us. And maybe she'll chime in the chat room and tell us.
Maybe.
Yes.
Give us some very local news.
Hey.
I just wanted to do a quick shout-out to our friend Catherine from Wednesday's show. That was an excellent show.
Yes, it was.
If you didn't listen to it, you need to go back and get yourself educated on the issue of human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Catherine came on and set aside her personal anger towards me and did a great job.
And even full of angst, probably thinking we were going to sandbag her.
Yeah.
Kind, gentle, and open to her information.
Absolutely, and she, you know, the cause meant more to her than her hatred of me, and that was great.
Yes.
That was great. And she did a great job.
Because, let me tell you, I wouldn't be able to put my hatred aside of another person.
No, I noticed.
She's a bigger person than I.
All right. All right, so let's get this going with some local news stories.
Well, first of all, let's do a little PSA announcement, J-Man.
Oh, okay.
Anyone in the greater Bagwine, Ohio area, there is a job opening at Shea's Rustic Lounge. They need a bartender.
Okay.
And you can apply 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Shea's Rustic Lounge at 1150 Bechtel Avenue in Springfield, Ohio. So, you know, we try to be helpful.
Yeah, right. So, I would recommend going down there to apply during daylight hours. But
and you know, you might want to wear a low-cut shirt. And
maybe.
Yes. I don't care how cold it's going to be tomorrow. Get down there in your Daisy Dukes and your heels and low-cut shirt.
Cowgirl. Oh, yeah, the heels or the cowgirl boots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So.
Well, there was some breaking news on KY3 out of Springfield, Missouri this week.
Really?
There was a fugitive on the run, and he was somewhere between Redneckville and Springfield. And he's apparently known throughout the region, and he was wanted for defrauding people and running some sort of scam. And so if you see him, his name is Danny Martin, white guy, about 5'9", 200 pounds, sandy blonde hair. If you see him, let the Springfield PD know. Also, he might be going by his assumed name that many people know him by, and that is Stony Cox.
Seriously.
Seriously. That newsreader just read that off like a professional when he did it, too. Going by the name of Stony Cox.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's his internet name.
Oh, my God. That's pretty good.
Yeah. He may go back to his old name of Richard Hard, but...
Oh, God. We had a couple of criminal incidents. The other night, Chad Foster, 19, of 1115 Kingsgate Road, was ordered into court on an underage alcohol offense, J-Man.
My goodness.
Yeah, and here's the thing. He was arrested because a sheriff's sergeant said she saw him stumbling near the back parking lot. Now the question
that sounds
follows,
a little fishy to me.
Well, the question follows, what back parking lot was he stumbling in that the sheriff's sergeant saw him? He was stumbling near the back parking lot of the Clark County Sheriff's Office.
Well,
you know, that's not a good place to get drunk.
No, probably not. Way to be observant, though. Sorry.
Well, yeah. I know when I want to get drunk in public, I always go do that at the sheriff's office.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, it makes things easier on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Otis.
Lock me in, Andy.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what, we had a big bust that dealt with alcohol also.
Really?
A big criminal enterprise. The Searcy County Sheriff's Department busted Edwina Pipkins, age 67, of Harriet, held without bond after they found more than $3,000 worth of moonshine in her shed.
Oh,
she was selling to people. Selling it one mason jar at a time.
And for some reason, I bet she looks like Ellen Corby from The Waltons.
Probably. Yeah, they sent the old undercover officer up there, and he bought a jug. And then they came up with sirens blasting and guns pulled. And
because she couldn't hear any of them.
And body slammed the little old lady on the ground and let the dog take a few nips at her, probably. You know, they don't get to bring out the tactical assault weapons often down there in Searcy County.
No.
Now, if this had been a group of good old boys growing weed, they'd have just left them alone because they don't like to mess with them guys.
Well, no, there may have been a fight.
Right. Little old lady who can't hear, no problem. Take her in.
In fact, it was probably the rough guy competitors that turned her in.
Oh, undoubtedly.
I'll tell you what, another unfortunate incident. I hate to bring it up, but it's kind of like the Sandy Hook incident that took place in Connecticut. A Springfield man was taken into custody at gunpoint Thursday after a caller reported the man had a rifle to his shoulder and was looking through the scope at a local middle school. The police officer, Mr. Howard, the police officer said that the guy doing this, Kevin Howard, and I quote, was waiting to pick up his kid from Schaefer Middle School and thought it would be a good time to check the scope on his pellet gun.
Yeah, that's a great place to do that.
Yeah. And here's the funny thing with the guy with the pellet gun, Mr. Howard. Mr. Howard, 51, was sighting the scope at a shrub on school property. So, there you go. That's
nice.
Always a good time for a 51-year-old man to check the scope
yeah.
on his
yeah,
BB
right there.
Gun. On his BB gun.
At the middle school.
At the middle school.
Too bad he didn't have a laser.
Which Jay is right behind the bag wine digs? I was in danger and I didn't even know it.
Oh, yeah. Too bad he didn't have a laser on that thing, too.
He should have been arrested for just being stupid.
Yeah.
Of course, there's no law against that.
Unfortunately. Well, maybe luckily for us. Hey, you know what we should do?
What should we do?
We should open the phone lines.
And we should. And we will. At 661-244-9852. That's 661-244-9852. Give us a call and tell us anything, any of the hijinks that are going on in your local town.
We had something cool down at our school.
Really?
The other day. I mean, it wasn't anybody with a BB gun with a scope on it or anything. But we had Bob Tarter from the National History Educational Company of the Mid-South came in, and he showed the area kids, school kids at Skyline Heights and Green Forest Elementary Schools, local animals,
aww,
wild animals from the area. Yep, he came in with a bobcat.
Hot.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And a raccoon and a possum.
Oh, God.
A straw-colored fruit bat. And, of course, the always entertaining armadillo.
Well, yes. I have to ask you, was the possum's name Dinner?
No, the armadillo was named Dinner.
Oh, they're going fancy down there.
Tastes like chicken.
Yes, it does. I'll tell you what.
You just grill the hell out of them and you use their shell as a plate.
There you go. It's funny you bring up an animal story because I have a stable of them. Ha! Oh! Do you see what I did right there?
Hey-o!
That was pretty clever, wasn't it? Let me tell you, there was some ne'er-do-well happenings down in Yellow Springs last Wednesday, Jay.
Well, that's where it would happen.
Yeah. Peach's Bar and Grill in Yellow Springs. Something terrible happened. Here's the story. An Ohio restaurant is offering a $100 reward after a customer's backpack was stolen. Well, it seems the backpack stolen contained a live chicken named Falcon. It was stolen January 5th from the bar. The customer, who was there to see a band, said he had to carry the chicken with him in the bag because it's his traveling companion.
Okay. Okay. And a chicken named Falcon.
A chicken named Falcon.
Well, you know, you want to keep his ego up.
Exactly.
I'm feeling good about himself.
And
thinking he's
and
a bird of prey instead of, you know, the prey.
Exactly. The poor guy wants his chicken back. And Peaches, they are giving a $100 reward. So if anyone out there has information leading to the bringing back of the chicken, they can call the bar at 937-767-4850.
Well, I wish we could call out from this show.
I know.
We would call and get an update on that.
Yes, get an update on Falcon.
Uh-huh. How's the chicken doing?
Well, we don't know. We can't
find him. Well, the main reason they want Falcon back is he has an unpaid bar tab.
Probably so. Because he was probably drinking all night on Wild Turkey.
Uh-huh. Well, I tell you what, let's see what's happening around the area.
Okay.
News from Batavia. Thelma Ramsey checks in with us. And well, Thelma had a chimney fire at her house.
Oh, goodness.
Well, that's a good thing. The volunteer fire department got out there in time to put it out before it caused any real damage. Thank the Lord.
Oh, praise Jesus.
Yeah, and... Well, check this out. Pastor Janine Wilson and Kathy Saul took a vacation trip together last week They're very good friends. Oh, I bet they are.
Oh, God.
Their destination was Brownsville, Texas, because we all know that's Vacation Central. Janine and Kathy, they're good friends. Mm-hmm. They probably went to South Padre Island.
Probably so.
They were probably running around in their thong bikinis. Yeah. So, the phone lines are still open.
At 661-244-9852.
I think, Justin, he went for the bottle in the newspaper, and I think he just came up with the bottle tonight.
Yes. I do have a story.
We've got some people coming to the chat room.
I know. I see that. They are wandering in quickly. And I'll tell you what. You know, people talk about our first responders and how they have trouble. I'll tell you what. Here's a disturbing story. Michelle Lewis was placed in the Clark County Jail on one count of felonious assault and resisting arrest after she was attempted to be arrested on an outstanding warrant. She resisted arrest and, according to deputies, at one point kicked one of them in the groin.
Nice.
That's not a good thing to do.
Nice. How old is this lady? Is she single?
Well, she's 32. It doesn't mention her marital status. But
ooh, that's right in the zone right there.
It was at 3:30 a.m. too, Jay.
We may follow her on Twitter.
Hey, if she has a Twitter account, we're there. And I'll tell you what, we would probably like her because, you know, at 3:30 a.m., you kick a deputy in the groin, you probably drink Steel Reserve.
Exactly. You weren't doing that on Coors Light.
No, God, no. You would just hold your hands out and say, you know, handcuff me. No, no.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
well, that's, you know, again, that's amazing because we have a couple of young ladies with a lot of spunk here in Redneckville too.
Really?
Two junior high girls, aged 15 and 13.
Oh God!
Were causing problems on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the bus driver told them he didn't want to have to stop that bus, but they wouldn't stop, so he did, and he got onto them and he called for backup, and when the police got there, the 15-year-old raced after the cop and bit him. So they are probably related
to
the one you were just talking about.
And since they're 15 and 13, after this incident, what did their husbands have to say?
Well, I'll tell you what, they were told, you know, you are not setting a good example for your baby girls. I've got one here that I think you might be interested in, Matt. I don't know why, but yeah. Anita Hudson down at Twin Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to let everybody know that Larry Boyd is launching a Celebrate Recovery program starting this week. It'll be held at the Newton County Baptist Church. And he points out that many people make their New Year's resolution a time to stop destructive behavior such as smoking, drinking, and watching pornography.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is as good a time as any to get the recovery program going. So
okay.
You guys just call, give Larry a call down there at the Baptist Church. If you're ready to turn your life around.
All right. You're really happy with yourself over that one, aren't you?
Well, I tell you what, I just have a feeling that a lot of people listen to this show probably, you know, are probably Googling the Newton County Baptist Church right now, and Larry Boyd, and they're ready to take charge of their life.
Well, someone who can't take charge of his life because it's too late now is one James Bub Copeland. He was in the obituaries recently, J-Man.
Oh, poor Bub.
Well, I know. Well, and the sad thing is, he was 83. He lived a pretty good long life. The only thing is, next to his obituary is an obituary for James Bub Copeland. So evidently,
oh,
this man died twice.
That's a rough week right there.
I know, and they're different pictures. They look similar, not exactly alike, but I think it's the same.
Man.
Yeah.
He's so nice, he died twice.
Exactly. Well, and I'll tell you what. Well, I don't know what I'll tell you. I don't know.
Well, you know, the Mount Judy Rural Alliance is going to meet this next Friday at the Mount Judy Cafe.
Really?
And new President Sharon Pierce and Vice President Bertie Wells already had an informal meeting with the with the members at the Mount Judy School so they could pass out new dictionaries to everyone.
Aww. That's
I don't
nice.
Know why, but yeah, you need a new dictionary once in a while. I don't really know what the Rural Alliance does, but it sounds like they might be trying to get membership at the United Nations next.
I'll tell you what, Jay. I know you're a big dog lover.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in South Charleston, Ohio, which is about, 8 miles south-southeast of Bagline, there's a big controversy. Blackie the dog, South Charleston's dog, called the mascot by some. He's been taken to the animal shelter.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. For 6 years, he roamed the village streets, belonging to no one in particular, but loved and fed by the denizens of South Charleston.
Who took him to the animal shelter?
This past Wednesday, Blackie's freedom came to an end when he walked into the entry vestibule at Shoemaker's IGA and was captured by the dog warden.
The dog warden.
South Charleston resident Jennifer Wirtz put it, he was a well-respected dog.
The dog warden. More like the dog Hitler.
I know. In fact, the executive director for the Humane Society, James Straley, he had received complaints, but he didn't act upon him because the dog was well-liked and well-respected. And then he said, Blackie's had 5 or 6 years more experience in that town than I have, and he knows every hidey hole, and I couldn't find him. In all honesty, we got lucky. So they finally caught old Blackie, and
man, I guess the dog warden can retire now.
Yes, he can.
God. Well, let's see what old Dixie Martin's got going on at Rock Springs. Oh, Ina and Steve Eames have the flu.
Oh my goodness.
And now some of her family's come down with it. Chris Crow and Johnny Austin both have it. Both missed some work, and Johnny even missed church last Sunday because of it.
And they said that publicly?
Yeah, well, you got the flu.
Yeah, I guess.
That's pretty unfortunate. Her neighbors, Rhonda and Joe Pemberton, both have the flu, too. Boy, it's getting around.
Well, they better not miss church. I mean, Jesus Christ got nailed to a cross. He still celebrated the Sabbath.
Very true. Wusses. Yeah. Yeah, she's got a big crowd coming in this weekend, though. Family coming in, and she's cooking a pot of turnips for supper.
Woohoo!
In fact, I'm just going to read you this paragraph because this is literary magic right here.
I'm ready.
I'm cooking a pot of turnips for supper. I don't think there is anything that smells like turnips. My granddaughter Mandy said, "Granny, what's that smell?" That day I was cooking cabbage, though.
Oh, my God. The ironical grandmother. Oh, my God. Well, oh, boy.
Oh, and L.V. Sims reported that her son David and grandson Eddie spent the whole weekend with her and her husband Marvin Sims. So apparently they are not the people you're looking for, officer. They have an alibi.
Oh, God.
I don't know any other reason to publicly announce where they were at. And happy anniversary to Mr. and Mrs. Gerald Carter of Hilltop. They celebrated 1 year together, and everyone said that it wouldn't last.
Very good. Well, I've got some big happy news for you as well. Until this week, a girl hadn't been born in the Tenner family since the Roosevelt administration. As in Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh.
But at 2:11 p.m. Tuesday, the Clark County family with an overabundance of Y chromosomes did the unthinkable. One of them gave birth to a daughter, Emma Mae Tenner, the first Tenner girl born in 106 years.
Wow, and they immediately had to turn her over to the government.
Yes. So,
that's pretty amazing.
Here's to the Tenner family.
Cheers.
Yeah.
I missed the newcomers club meeting.
You did?
Yeah.
What's that?
Met earlier this week, and they had Kenneth Clark from New Orleans there, a pianist, to provide the entertainment.
Of course. And I chuckled because I'm 12 years old.
But hey, Tuesday, January 22nd will be the next meeting. We can do it. Darty Darswell will be the newcomers program speaker. I'm not making this up. Dottie Darswell. They're going to meet at 9:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church, and her program will be "Let's Make a Valentine." Unfortunately, the church frowns on such activities.
I'll tell you what, we had a. We had a domestic violence charge that has just gotten out of hand. It seems that Belinda Higby, 48, was placed in the Clark County Jail on domestic violence and assault charges Wednesday evening because, according to Clark County Sheriff's report, she is accused of threatening to shoot a 63-year-old man she knows and slapping him on the chest. Well, that's not it, though, Jay. You go down to the public records. Immediately, her husband, Russell Higby, of 4129 New Carlisle Pike, petitioned for a domestic violence civil protection order against Belinda Higby of 4129 New Carlisle Pike. However, not to be outdone, Belinda Higby of 4129 New Carlisle Pike, petitioned against for a restraining order against one Sherry George, one Russell Higby, one Paul George. So she was not going to be outdone by one civil protection order.
No, she was going for the clean sweep.
Yeah, especially against the man who shares the address that she does. I don't know how you enforce that.
I don't know. Yeah, well, obviously you paint a yellow line down the middle.
Yes.
And tell them to stay on their own side.
Mm-hmm.
Justin said he didn't forget to call. He was listening, then it cut off. Did he not notice the phone lines are open part?
No, he probably didn't.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Matt. You make it seem like that Bagwine is the Wild West and you have all this crime there. It's pretty wild and crazy here, too.
Is it really?
It sure is. The other night, at 10:26 p.m., a possible disturbance was reported at a residence on North 2nd Street, but an officer said all was quiet when he arrived.
Well, see, that's
so there you
funny.
Go. Of course, he arrived 6 hours later.
But they saw him, and they all quieted down.
Yeah, he drove through and went, I don't see anything here. And then, at 11:29 p.m., wild night, same day, a woman called and said that her husband had taken her vehicle and cell phone and was fraudulently using her debit card. An officer said that it was a civil matter.
They know how to handle things down there.
Yeah. What, stole your car, your phone, your credit card? I'm sorry, you'll just have to see a lawyer about that.
I'll tell you what, one thing sometimes people overlook, the horoscopes, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Did you want to know what yours was for today and see if it's accurate?
Sure.
Though there are many competitive aspects to your life, it helps to remember that life on the whole is not a competition. Those who go looking for ways in which they are better or worse are only borrowing trouble.
Wow.
Yeah. And when I read that, I thought about you because, you know, that had nothing to do with you being the master of low expectations.
No, not at all. Well, I don't know. You know, well, I tell you, it kind of hits home because I spent much of the day in heated words with friends and dice with buddies battles with Jamie.
Ah, so the stars were correct.
Yeah, a little bit.
But you didn't take it too seriously, did you?
No.
Okay, then.
No, not at all.
On the mark. Yeah, mine was too. Because it says, disagreement is solved through agreement. Find something you both believe and start there. You're skilled at making others feel comfortable to talk with you.
There you go.
Yeah, that hits the nail on the head. So.
Yeah, you were all over that one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I have a little PSA, a little medical PSA for the folks out there.
No.
The Baxter Regional Medical Center Mobile Mammography Unit will be out and about next week. On Monday, it'll be at the Van Marter Senior Center in Marshall.
Okay.
So anybody around there, head on down. And then on Tuesday, it'll be at Arlen's Clinic in Yellowville.
Okay.
So bring your boobies and get on down there.
Jay will be there.
Well, I tell you what. the J-Man mobile mammography unit will be at the Aldi's on Main Street on Thursday. and then at Hudson Supermarket on Friday, which is the people pleasing place. And boy, let me tell you, gonna do some pleasing.
Oh God.
Oh, you'll excuse me while I explain to Justin the show being 30 minutes live and 15 minutes added on for archives. No, you know, I think I won't explain it to him because I've explained it to him a few times.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know, these Kentucky folk, I don't know.
Oh, I just read Aries, the Aries horoscope, Jay. It said, you will go to bed early in order to piss off your best friend by not doing pee break with Snoop. Boy, they got that one right.
Yep. Well, free polar bear ride next Saturday at the Berean Christian Fellowship building on College Street Station. The Road Riders for Jesus will be there.
God.
And there will be chili, hot dogs, dessert, and coffee. Cider and hot chocolate when you get back.
Uh-huh.
So, go riding with a biker gang member. I'm sure that'll be fun.
Oh, let me tell you, Jay.
I should bring the mammography unit to that.
Oh, my God, yeah, you should. 13 down in today's crossword puzzle. NBA forward, Lamar Blank.
Odom.
Yeah, I got that one right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Thank you. The rest of the puzzle is unfilled. And
all right.
We got about 3 minutes left. Whew. I'll tell you what, it's steamy up here.
Well, it's really humid. Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
It's like 98% humidity. That's a little rough.
Cork's laying in the middle of the floor wanting me to turn the air conditioning on.
I did turn the air on yesterday. Late
no, you did not.
Last evening. Oh, God, it was warm down here. It was almost 70 degrees and the humidity. And it was just too much.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Global
turn the
warm.
Air on.
Global warming.
Yeah, just to make it comfortable just for a little bit. You know, get that air, get it chilled so that, you know, the bourbon won't make me too hot. Gotta regulate these things.
I have one last article, too. It's a Springfield resident known as Tube Girl. is returning to her position. Her executive position at Pence Industries on Monday.
Oh.
On a limited basis.
Congratulations to her on that.
Yeah, she's looking forward to it.
Now, why a bet?
When we contacted the CEO, he had no clue.
All right, we got less than a minute, so there we go. Another classic episode.
Exactly. And we do not know what we're doing on the 16th, but the 19th, we're doing the A-hole show.
That's right.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
And
holy
you
hell,
all
yeah.
better listen because you all may be mentioned.
That's right. If you're not there, get ugly.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. We're almost out of time. Bye-bye.
Bye.